Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Romans. Book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 to 15. We'll continue to speak about the Word of God. And we'll start the topic of how to evangelize and what is in the heart of God to reach a new people for Christ. We'll go through the scripture and we will learn new things. I'm very convicted that lack of evangelism is sinning against God. The scripture will teach us how to evangelize and we need to abide with the scriptures. Romans 10 and verse 13 to 15, I will read from King James Version. Say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the tidings of good things. Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you. We bless you. We come before the name of Jesus. I pray you anoint my lips, O God. Put verses and statement and let the message be preached, O God. Let be a fruit. Let be understanding and humility from each and every one of us to accept your ways, O God. Teach us how to evangelize. Lord, I commit my life to move forward, reaching new people with your word, O God. I pray you take this message beyond the wall and make it reach the rest of the congregation and those who are in need, O God. We are in need to reach the lost, O God. Teach us more of your ways. O God, I pray for workers to be raised up and people to start to serve you wholeheartedly. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. They say that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how they will call if they don't believe, and how they believe if they don't hear, and how they will hear if no one has been sent to preach. So the message today is for us, God sending every one of us. Will you raise up your hand? All of you are here, as much you understand what God wants you to evangelize. I am raising my two hands to the Lord to preach the gospel. And that's for every one of you, children or adult, as long as you are aware what is the word of God, speak and tell. You are required to preach the word of God in the way that the Bible teaches us and tells us. In Mark 16 and verse 15, no one is exempted who is here. Don't tell you did not tell me to evangelize. The command of God for us who get baptized, who know Christ, who know His Word, we are responsible, inclusive. We will be judged if you will not preach the Word. If you will not live it, if you will not persevere to put it into practice. Mark 16, verse 15, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world. And you preach the gospel to every creature. That's the command of Jesus. Go and preach to all the world, to every creature. And nowadays, you still even from your place, you can reach many places. And you need to be effective in bringing the word of God to those souls who are in need of it. In verse 16, say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You know, I have a story with this verse. I was convinced after my belief in Christ to get baptized because the word of God says, whoever believe and baptize. I was very convicted that I will not be able to save if I will not obey the commands of water. Baptism. Evangelism is to bring the will of God, the heart of God, the word of God, and what God wants His people to do on follow Matthew 28. By the commission of Jesus to the disciples, to the apostles, to go and make disciples. Let's read it. To go and teach disciples. Matthew 28 and verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's here the command. Go to all the nations, teach them, and baptize them. Teaching and baptism. In the Gospel of Mark, preaching and water baptism. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The promise of God for us to be sustained, that He will be with us. And many of us, He said that, Lord, we want to walk with you. He will walk with us if we will go forward and do and teach and make disciples, baptizing them and do the work of God. In Matthew chapter 10, I'm personally convicted I'm not doing that well. I need to do. And I believe that every one of us in the same position before God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32 and verse 33 say, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. There is certain time how we deny Christ. When we need to stand about certain issue or certain sin, we know that is we need to stand and the Holy Spirit is directing us, but we want to make our way to move away. That's what He says. If we acknowledge Him, we confess Him before that, people, and we are willing to suffer and go through it for the sake of Christ, we are acknowledging Christ in our life. But when we deny Him and go and compromise, that also it means that He will deny us and He will not go along with us in life and also in eternity unless we are changed. Certain time, there is hardship in evangelism, especially when there is the word of God is broken, and when there is sin, and we need to go through it to correct situation. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34, when the Lord say, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. And that is, He linked it with the evangelism. He linked this sword that Jesus said with the evangelism, because we know very well the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we will find people, they will get very angry and upset with the word of God that is preached. And that is the way how not to deny Christ. We deny Christ when we are in a situation we need to say the truth, but we don't say it because we are afraid of people. In verse 35, For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So here the variances will be even inside the family, and that where here the word of God must be prevail in our lives. Evangelism, somebody asked me, is there any persecution in your place? I tell him, in everywhere over the world there is persecution, except in the moon. Because in the moon there is no people and devil is not there. Whatever place in the world, once you speak the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the devil right there to persecute you. Prophet Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Prophet Jeremiah was a young man. He was called by God. to preach, and he was sent as a prophet to declare to the nation God's will. At that time, the nation of Israel was soaked with idols, as the church of God today, as the churches today. And the prophet Jeremiah was, at that time, was called at that very critical period in the life of God's church. In verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. That is the calling of Jeremiah. God put his hand over his mouth, and that we give him the word of God. But the word of God that Jeremiah was received from the Lord is to, let's read again in verse 10, is to root out, to pull down, to destroy and to throw down. That's where the evangelism, we need to do all these things before we can plant and build. We need to remove the old foundation, that is the corruption, the tradition, the culture, and we put instead of it the word of God. And Jeremiah knew that is not an easy task. And if you go down and read verse 17, the warning of God to him. Evangelism is not partiality in giving the word of God. Evangelism is, we have to be honest. Some of us, we think that evangelism to reach certain people who are crowd and who are victimized. Yes, that's what we need to do. But those poor people, lame and crippled, naive people, who are sick, who are possessed, who are captive, they are not alone. They are mixed with the people who are evildoers controlling their life. Certain time we want to evangelize this to the poor, but we will not touch those heads that's controlling them. That not evangelism. That is compromises. It will not work. Captive will not be released unless we have to hit the sin in every way that is possible. In verse 17, what God said to Jeremiah, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I commanded thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. He told them, don't be afraid of their faces. When you preach and the message is disturbing the life of the people because there is sin and there are idols and there are priorities that have been set not for God, their faces will be changed, and the face express what is in the heart. Anger, hostility and fighting will start because you are hit. You are hit correctly. That's the stronghold of devils and demons. He said, don't be afraid of them. All I'll be the one to make you afraid. That's why evangelism is to acknowledge Christ, his word, and go with his word and do the right things. Verse 18, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. What is going on as a church? What is our sin? We want only to preach to the people of the land. Certain people have no power, but those heads, kings, priests, and princes who are controlling people's life, we don't want to disturb them with the word of God. That will never set people free. And they shall fight against thee. God promised Jeremiah that they will fight. But he gave him in verse 18, that's a promise. He told him, I will make an iron pillar. If you see an iron pillar and you hit yourself, you will be affected. My point here, when we evangelize correctly, the enemy will fight. And the battle is going on. But we will not be young. As long as we know how to speak the truth correctly and the whole message have to be pronounced. He say, I'll make an iron pillar. What else? He'll make a defense city. Defense city that they can't penetrate. And brazen walls. Around the city there are walls. They will come an army, besiege the city, but the wall will stop them. You know, the wall is not of here of stone or blocks, but it is bronze. And up to the point that the Lord will defend us in a way if we will not compromise. And they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with you, say the Lord, to deliver thee. And that's what Jesus said, for I am with you to the very end of the age. In Jeremiah 23. So there is a position, and we have it. But the first principle, we cannot only preach the poor of the land, the common people, the native people. We need to hit stronghold of devils, kings, princes, and priests who manipulate and who promote false teachings and lies in the life of the poor people. Otherwise, if you will not do that, our evangelism will be partial and incomplete. And you will not be serving God in the way that Jeremiah served God, in the way that Elijah served God, in the way that Isaiah served God. All these mighty prophets, they not only evangelized, but they hit all the community of the people. Jeremiah chapter 23. At the time of Jeremiah, they were around him also, prophets, they were preaching, and we will read about it now. Preaching. But they are preaching dreams. Book of Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25 to verse 27. I have heard what the prophets said. They prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yeah, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their father hath forgotten my name for Baal. God here, he told Jeremiah what those prophets are doing. They cause the people to forget the name of God, the word of God, for the sake of Baal and the church of God. The church today have many Baal. Next week coming, the Baal of Valentine. Yesterday, I noticed one post. A woman posted, I believe that she's in Christ before I was born, before my mother conceived me, she's in Christ. And what she wrote, I am prayerfully considering to whom I will send greeting cards to my friend for the Valentine. And she's quoting scripture. Baal worship inside the church of God. You know what he say? Dreams. Their own heart. That's how he described them. How we can reach the poor people without hitting the leaders who promote this? And what he say? In verse 31, behold, I am against that prophet, says the Lord, that use their tongue and say he says, behold, I am against them, verse 32, that prophesy false dreams, say the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I send them not commanded them, therefore they shall not profit these people at all, say the Lord. You know, preaching with these worldly things, of reaching people and nurturing churches with such kind of idols, it will not benefit the people who are listening. The word of God will be expanded. That was what is around Jeremiah, and what is around us even this very moment, this very day. But God gives solution in Jeremiah. In verse 28 and 29, what God told Jeremiah. Principle 1. The prophet that had a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, say the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, say the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So here, God taught Jeremiah. Let the prophet who has a dream go with his emotion and his heart desire, not based on what God said in his word. Let him, but the one who has my word, let him faithfully. We cannot close the mouth of the false teachers, but we can do one thing. We can open our mouth and say the truth. We say it, we put scriptures against the false teaching. That is how we can be able to reach the people who are oppressed by the false teachers. It will not be effective because their deception can come. We cannot close their mouth. Even when we pray, Lord, remove them. They remove, but the evil and demons, they will come back to other people and they will do the same havoc that they are doing. But one thing we can just say here, the one who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. And he told them, what is chaff to the wheat, say the Lord? Those who speak in dreams, that is the chaff. They will be either burned, or when the wind will come, will go away. But the one who has the word of God is like a wheat. When they throw the wheat on the air to just separate it from the chaff will go from the by the wind far away, and the wheat will come down as a grain. The word of God in verse 29, is not my word like a fire? When we fail to publish and speak against such things, we are prohibiting the word of God from burning the fire that the devil is allowing in the people's life. The word of God is the fire that will take the chaff away. Again, what he is similar, the word of say the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. We need to speak it. We need to put scriptures. Scriptures is what God wants us to use. The scriptures with the leading of the Holy Spirit. When we hear the voice of God is scriptural voice, and we must know what God is saying to the church. Let him who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the church, and the message will go outside. But there are many dreamers around us. We can't close their mouth all. But we have to, first step, we have to proclaim the word of God faithfully. In Luke chapter 24. I know many faithful workers, many faithful servants of God, they don't want to face, because facing is a clash and heartache. But that is the God that we worship. We need to go forward. Jesus say, I have not come to bring peace, but sword. And he linked that sword with evangelism. When he sent, in Matthew 10, when he say it, when he sent the apostles. Luke chapter 24. And verse 46, after the Lord raised from the dead and before he go to heaven, he commissioned them. 46 to verse 47. and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it is behoved Christ to suffer, and to raise from the dead the third day. Christ suffered, he died, he buried, rose from the dead on the third day. In verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now here, what is the message? The message is that repentance and remission of sin. Now here, when we fail to speak about sin, we fail to speak about repentance. When the church fails to judge and deal with sin, then how the remission of if you fail to speak about sin, how the remission of the sin can come by the blood of Jesus? Sin need to be dealt with. As is clear, usually there's a very profound sin that's very clear, that the scripture is broken, then the church should deal with it. Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 1. God calls each and every one of us to evangelize. We need to move. And God will not give us what we want. We want only to make a new disciple with certain time. We pray, Lord, give us people who are willing to follow. How about if God gives us people who are not willing? We will not go. We have to move, as Jeremiah was moving. Mark chapter 1 and verse 14 and 15. Let us not be ruled by emotion. Let us be ruled by the word of God so we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit very clearly. Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. Now after that John was put in a prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now when Jesus tells them, he is telling them, repent thee. Jesus, to every person, he is telling him what is his sin and he need to repent. There is a confrontation. Gospel preaching is, evangelism is, you have to confront. You have to confront the issue of sin and preach the word of God that brings remission of sin and it brings also salvation. Acts chapter 2, when Peter stood in the day of Pentecost. Peter was the leader whom the Lord said to him, on you I'll build up my church and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38, after they hear the message, and he have described to them their sin. What was their sin? Their sin was Christ came. They did not accept him as the Messiah. They did not accept him as God. Not only they did not accept, but they put him to death. And he proved to them that he was buried and he rose from the dead on the third day. He challenged those Jews who came to the feast of Pentecost that they should not follow the leaders who put Jesus to their death and go along their decision. Because if they have not believed in Christ, those who came to the feast of Pentecost, they are also sharing in the murder that the chief priests and the soldiers, the Roman soldiers that put Christ to their death. So Peter confronted them with their sin. I believe he's like Jeremiah. He confronted the whole people, king, priests, soldiers, with the word of God. I tell you something, when we are willing to obey, God will enable us. It is our from inside. The fear of man is a snare. We need to fear God and we need to obey Him. Let's read verse 37 and verse 38. Now when they hear this, they were pricked. When they hear all the message and you convict them of what is the sin, murdering Christ and not accepting Him, and they were challenged, either this or this. They were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see here that the message of Peter was to the whole, to everyone, even those in the leadership, the priest, they hear about it. It reaches them. And that is what we need to do. Peter replied, said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. How they will repent? Indirectly saying them, you come out from what the chief priest, the king, and the other have done to cross, have done to Christ. Renounce it and come follow Christ. Acts chapter 17. When Paul was in Athens. When Paul was in Athens and he was tormented with the idols that was there. Acts 17 and verse 30 and verse 31. But Paul told them, after he explained to them, who is the true God. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Now in the past, you put idols, all what you do, that is passed away. But now, what you need to do, you need to give up all the idols in your life. But you describe to them what is the idols. 1, 2, 3, and there. Soon you make it to them very, very, very clearly. And that is when we fail to do that. We are not evangelizing. We are just making people's life more worse. Because he has appointed a day in the which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Thereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. He told him that the day of judgment is coming. There is no space or give a time, I will come to you. No, there is a day of judgment appointed by God. And the verdict is already is this. You need to come out from all these idols and follow what God says in his word. John chapter 10 and verse 10. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Say, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. The thief is the devil, and he will enter our life when there are fruit of their sin and idols. Christ will come into our life when all these things are being removed, so that you will have life and have it to the full. As long we keep things not right, as long people keep things not right, and we know it very well, and we are in contact with those people, and we have opportunity to open our mouth and speak, we are not evangelizing, we are sinning against the Lord. Let us remember, those who are cowardly, they will not enter the kingdom of God. God's willing, we'll continue next 5 years, more lessons God will teach us about his will of how to evangelize. Not with the compromises, not with the dreams and what is in our heart, but not based in the scriptures. That's all stand. Let's pray and let's ask God that he will take us and mold us and use us the way that He wants us to be. But we are in desperate need to repent, to reach those. We have to get up ourselves, get up our mind. We cannot go along our own thought of evangelism. I pray, Lord, give me people who are willing. I did not find it in the scripture that God will give people who are, maybe the Lord will give people who are not willing, but still God wants me to speak the word of God to them. Am I not evangelizing? No, I am evangelizing, but they are not responding. Oh God, teach me always. I repent, oh God. Forgive me, Lord. Oh God, I am willing. Even I might have not a strength, but I trust you, God. I trust you, Lord, as I am willing, the Holy Spirit will give me good help. The Holy Spirit will make me an iron pillar. The Holy Spirit shall make me a defense city. The Holy Spirit shall make me a brazen wall that the enemy will fight, but they cannot overcome. Oh God, we are willing. Lead us, beautiful Lord. Help us, wonderful Savior, to move forward, oh God, to acknowledge you before men. Even, oh God, we are variants, oh God. Let this series of messages, oh God, change us. Lord, I'm willing to be changed. I want to go back to my first love, oh God, to reach the lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Beautiful. Change us, oh God.
Wonderful Savior, I know for sure. All of my days are held in your hand. Trusted into the perfect hand. You gently call.
I give my life to you, God. I raise up my hands to you, God. I am willing, God. Take me to the people. Even if I'll be hurt, I am willing, oh God, to speak your word. Guide me, oh God, with the Holy Spirit. You are my shield. You are my buckler. I trust you, oh God, that I'll be taken safely, oh God. Oh God, the time that you ordained for me, I trust you, Lord. I pray, oh God, for my brethren who are here, within their heart, bearing desire to serve you, And Lord, whatever you want us as a church, how to move to people who need your guide, their situations. Even people who does not need you, if you want us to go, we are willing, O God. We are not put condition, but we are willing to move by your voice, instructed by your word, to do the very work of yours that's needed. O God, I pray, take the message. And let me also sensitize the heart of the citizen. Let me into practice. O God, in the name of Jesus, let me souls to be saved. We trust you, God. We come against all the evil spirit of anti-evangelism, anti-Christ, false teacher, false prophets, false evangelists. We burn it all. We cast it out. We bind, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the one who have your word preach it faithfully. Lord, we continue to preach it. We thank you, God. We bless you. Protect us and watch over us, O Lord. Watch over our families and our belongings as we continue to serve you. God, bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.